Welcome to the Words of Life program. We are brought to you by Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers who want to tell you about Jesus the Christ. Our speaker is Brother David Johnson, the minister of the Sellersburg, Indiana Church of Christ. Today, he will explain what Jesus meant when he used the phrase, "eats my flesh and drinks my blood." The scripture is found in John chapter 6, verses 53 through 59. First, we praise our Lord with song. Let's talk to our Lord in prayer. We thank you, Father, for hearing our prayer. You are God, and we worship you. We know that there are folks suffering in war-torn parts of the world. Please bless them in your wisdom. We ask that you will bless each believer who upholds your holy name, especially provide your presence to bless the persecuted. As always, we ask that Words of Life will be able to continue to serve you and to always follow your holy will. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Brother David Johnson will now speak to us on the topic, "Eats My Flesh and Drinks My Blood."
It's great to be together again. as we look into the Word of God. The title for the lesson is, Eats My Flesh and Drinks My Blood. The words of the Lord Jesus. And our primary text is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verses 53 through 59. Please listen to the Word of God. Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your forefathers ate manna and died, but he who feeds on this bread will live forever. He said this while teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. Today we have another lesson regarding the hard sayings, or so-called hard teachings, of Jesus Christ our Lord, of which there are many. These hard teachings have often been used over the centuries to discredit, to dishonor Jesus Christ. Our purpose in this lesson is to explain these hard teachings, in this case, the one in John chapter 6, verses 53 through 59, to explain these hard teachings in context, and ultimately to bring glory and honor to our Lord Jesus Christ. We should understand that Christianity has always had its critics, its skeptics, those who attack the faith, the Word of God, the Bible. However, it may surprise you to learn that the most controversial subject of Christianity remains about Jesus Christ himself, his person, his sayings, his death and resurrection, his uniqueness amongst all men. Listen again to these words, quote, I tell you the truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you, end quote. If I were to ask where these words came from, many, probably most today, would probably say they came from a horror movie script or the book about Count Dracula. Yet if I showed them a Bible at the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 53 and following, they would see the first four words for themselves. Jesus said to them. And also probably be shocked. To the general public, and to many Christians not familiar with the Bible, Jesus Christ is largely a construction of their own imaginations. That he was an inoffensive person who taught only uplifting, only inspiring things. When in actuality, once you read the Gospels for yourself, you will find that Jesus offended people left and right regularly. That even his loyal disciples often found him to be disturbing and puzzling. Jesus Christ upset established notions of proper society and religious propriety. He spoke of God in terms of intimacy, which sounded like blasphemy. He seemed to enjoy the most questionable of company. Jesus Christ was not your everyday, conventional, always popular person. A conservative biblical scholar regarding Jesus' many hard sayings wrote, quote, I will simplify the discussion if we admit the truth at the outset that the teachings of Jesus are difficult and unacceptable because it runs counter to those elements in human nature which today has in common with the first century. Such things such as laziness, greed, and the love of pleasure, the instinct to hit back, and the like. The teaching as a whole shows that Jesus was well aware of this and recognized that here and nowhere else lay the obstacle that had to be surmounted. End quote. Let's begin. Eating the flesh and drinking of the blood of the Son of Man, which speaks of his humanity and was Jesus' favorite title for himself, as found in the Gospels over 80 times, that is, the Son of Man. We begin with this hard teaching because this was the original, the first hard teaching, as the Apostle John wrote in his Gospel. John chapter 6 and verse 60. On hearing it, many of his disciples said, "This is a hard teaching. Who can accept it?" The implication is that they not only found it difficult to understand, but also that if they did understand it, they would find it unacceptable. The American novelist and often irreverent humorist Mark Twain famously stated, quote, "It's not what I don't understand that bothers me the most, but what I do understand about the Bible." End of quote. The New English Bible puts this in modern English, rendering it as, quote, "This is more than we can stomach. Why listen to such talk?" That implies that they thought Jesus was talking nonsense. Indeed, these are puzzling words even to our ears and minds today. So how are we to understand Jesus' words regarding eats my flesh and drinks my blood? The subject of Jesus' teaching on this occasion is found in John chapter 6 and verse 41. At this the Jews began to grumble about him because he said, "I am the bread that comes down from heaven." It is also revealed in our study passage in John chapter 6 and verse 59. He said this while teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. Therefore, probably Jesus was teaching on that Sabbath in the synagogue from either the book of Exodus, chapter 16, verses 13 through 36, or the book of Numbers, chapter 11, verses 4 through 9, obviously, all in the Old Testament. The New Testament wasn't written yet. Which tell of the manna, the bread that literally came down from heaven, which the Israelites fed on during their wilderness wanderings. The bread-like manna their forefathers ate in the wilderness, Jesus taught, was not the food of immortality. Those who ate it all eventually died. Jesus, the master teacher, used that background in Exodus and in the book of Numbers to offer his hearers far better bread. This is confirmed by Jesus' previous and recent teaching. Note the words of Jesus in John chapter 6 and verse 27. "Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On him God the Father has placed his seal of approval." Also, in context, as part of the context, John chapter 6, verses 32 through 33, Jesus said to them, "I tell you the truth. It is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." That is, spiritual life, because all sinners are dead in transgressions and sins that are of the world. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. John chapter 6 and verse 35. Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. People eat bread to satisfy physical hunger and to sustain physical life. We can satisfy spiritual hunger and thirst and sustain spiritual life, our spirits made alive, only by a right relationship in Christ Jesus. But as bread must be eaten to sustain physical life, so Christ must be received and retained to sustain spiritual life. Jesus taught that he not only gives the bread of life, he is the bread of life. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life." That true life, eternal life, is to be had only in Christ. Through genuine faith in Christ, he not only gives sustenance and refreshment for their souls' hunger and thirst, but also to inherit eternal life with him. But Jesus' figurative teaching gets harder on the surface, yet his meaning is deeper. Consider this connection. Jesus stated, John chapter 6 and verse 51, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." Match that with Jesus' words for clarity in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10 and verse 45, which says, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Obviously, a reference to the cross, whereby Christ literally gave his body, his flesh, and his blood as an atoning sacrifice for the sin of mankind. Okay, so far so good. But now consider John chapter 6 and verse 53. Jesus said to them, "I tell you the truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you." Clearly, Jesus' words here were not to be taken literally. The Son of God was not advocating cannibalism. But what did Christ mean then? His words were not only obscure, they were offensive to the Jews and to most today. Especially for Jews, the drinking of any blood, even the eating of flesh, from which the blood had not been completely drained, was taboo, not kosher. Drinking the blood of a human being was not to be even mentioned. This indeed was and is a very hard saying. Jesus answered their protest by pointing out that his words were not to be taken literally, but instead to be understood spiritually, figuratively. Note John chapter 6 and verse 63. "The Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you are spirit, and they are life." So the physical or literal meaning of Jesus' hard teaching here is plainly ruled out by Jesus himself. Okay, so what is the spiritual meaning? Consider the scholarly words of Dr. F.F. Bruce, quote, "What we have in Jesus' strange language is a powerful metaphor, a figure of speech, stating that a share in the life of God, eternal life, is granted to those who in faith come to Jesus, appropriate him, enter into union with him. On this, let two doctors of the church be heard: Augustine of Hippo at the end of the 4th century, and Bernard of Clairvaux, 12th century. The hard sayings cannot be taken literally, says Augustine, since it would seem to be enjoining a crime or a vice. It is therefore a figure bidding us to communicate in the suffering of our Lord, and secretly and profitably treasure in our hearts the fact that his flesh was crucified and pierced for us. Believe, and thou hast eaten." Bernard of Clairvaux expounds the words, "He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life," as meaning, "He who reflects on my death and after my example mortifies his members which are on earth has eternal life." In other words, if you suffer with me, you will also reign with me. Finally, the question naturally raised is, what relation do these words of Jesus bear to the communion service, in which Christians partake of the bread and the fruit of the vine as tokens, symbols for the body and blood of Christ? Jesus' reference to the eating and drinking was not referring to the ordinance, the sacrament of communion, the Lord's Supper, for two significant reasons. Number one, communion had not yet even been instituted. Number two, Jesus was not referring to communion because he would not teach that the partaking of communion could lead to receiving eternal life. Only Jesus saves, by God's grace, through saving faith. In the final analysis, the eating of his flesh and the drinking of his blood metaphorically symbolize the need for accepting Jesus' work on the cross on our behalf.
Thank you.
What a blessing it is to know that Jesus is Savior and Lord. Do you believe in Jesus? Have you committed your life to Him? The Bible shows us that believers also repented of their sins, confessed Jesus as Savior, and were baptized by immersion in water. If we can help you in making a decision for Jesus, or if you'd like to have a free CD of this and next week's broadcast, please contact us. The CD is identified by the number 2229. That's 2229. Thank you for listening today. We always appreciate your comments and questions. Please write to us today. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Let me repeat that. Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wol1radio@gmail.com. That's wol1radio@gmail.com. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs inviting you to tune in again next week for another program from Words of Life. Sing now.